And joining us right now, we are going to speak with James Carafano. He is a leading expert in national security and foreign policy challenges. He is the Heritage Foundation's Vice President for Foreign and Defense Policies. So someone who can school us and learn us about what's going on with Russia. James, welcome back to Mornings on the Mall. Glad to have you.
Hey, it's good to be with you.
So yesterday, the Trump administration expelled 60 Russian diplomats over the UK poisoning attack against that man and his daughter. And also 17 EU nations also followed suit by expelling Russian diplomats. Was this the right response in your view? And do you see any kind of retaliation now by the Russians?
You know, I think what was most important was not just the U.S. action, but the U.S. leadership in coordinating with other countries to do all this at the same time. And I think, in addition, the Australians just came on today and expelled a number of diplomats. That, I think, was incredibly powerful. I mean, we all know that expelling these spies is kind of a tit-for-tat thing, and it actually has kind of a very ephemeral influence on the actual competition between the countries. But by the fact that the United States stood out and organize the effort in solidarity with other countries, and the fact they made that very public and they wanted the Russians to know that, I thought that was a really, really powerful signal. And, you know, quite honestly, what we've gotten out of the Russians lately, whether it was Putin's speech about I'm developing nuclear weapons or this latest threat or other things, is, you know, a lot of empty rhetoric and not a lot of serious action.
You know, the press, the entire Trump administration, the press has sort of scored Donald Trump as being way too close to Russia, sucking up to Vladimir Putin, not being willing to be tough on Russia. With yesterday's news and sort of as you view it holistically, what is the administration's posture towards Russia?
Look, I mean, it's actually been very clear. I think if there's anything that is a case of Trump derangement syndrome, I think this is it. I mean, I think, first of all, if Trump burned Putin in effigy on the White House lawn, you know, they would complain, well, he didn't actually burn Putin. But the reality is every single policy the U.S. has taken since the first day the president has been in office has been tough on Russia. Mm-hmm. And the president's personal rhetoric has not. But the policy has always been clear, and it's in the national security strategy, is, hey, we're willing to work with the Russians. We say exactly the same thing the Europeans do. But we're not going to work with the Russians in places and where they are actually working against our interests. So the price of doing things together is the Russians have to change their behavior. And the president's been actually very clear on that.
Why was this pegged to a poisoning attack in the UK? So the U.S. acts, they punish Russia for this. But you know, there's all sorts of things Russia's done that deserve
right.
punishment. Why would this be pegged specifically to the poisoning attack in the UK?
Well, I think, most importantly, to show solidarity with the British. And second, I think a lot of people do see this as a kind of breaking the rules of the gentleman's game. Look, we all know that we spy on each other. We all know that we conduct covert operations in other people's countries. We get that. But using chemical weapons to assassinate people in other countries, which, by the way, just don't assassinate those people, but they put other citizens' life at threat. I mean, that's tantamount to a terrorist act. I mean, when the North Korean leader assassinated his brother, the entire world, you know, revolted in horror. And to think that Russia, which poses as a legitimate state, you know, their argument is, we're not a rogue state, we're not North Korea, we're not Iran, we're not, you know, we're abiding by international treaties and norms. For them to do that is way, way beyond the pale of acceptable behavior. And here's the deal, right, which is that, I mean, Putin acts just like the mafia, right? Publicly they deny this, but the way they did this is they left very clear, overt clues that they did this. So they wanted people to know if they assassinated this guy. They wanted people to fear them. They wanted future people that might betray them to fear them. So this was an act of, well, the public denial was there. They did this so people knew that they did it. And I think that's what the reaction is to.
One more in Russia. Did you find it strange that the president congratulated Vladimir Putin on his election?
Well, look, one, I of course, thought that the call was a disappointment. I thought when Obama made the call in 2012, it's a disappointment. But on the other hand, you know, we never got a full reading out of what actually occurred in the phone call.
Yes.
And a lot of people made a lot of conclusions on what the president said and how he said it and everything. And that was all based on leaks. So who knows what actually occurred in the phone call. But I just think the fact that there was a phone call was a disappointing step. But you know what? This rhetoric doesn't really move the ball. What moves the ball is the sanctions, the pushback in Syria, the expulsion of diplomats, the closing of consulates. That's what gets the Russians' attention. They pay attention to force, not words.
I want to talk to you about John Bolton being elevated to National Security Advisor. Yesterday, this happened yesterday, getting my nails done, we're having a conversation. This woman turns around and looks at me and says, "Why do you support a warmonger?" So,
Were you wearing your John Bolton t-shirt? How did she know this?
Well, because she knows where I work because I'm, because it's the same salon.
Gotcha.
Why do you support a warmonger? And I thought, wow, this conversation went horribly awry. This took a turn south quickly. Why is there this impression out there that John Bolton wants war?
Well, I mean, you know, John's been very aggressive on a lot of foreign policy issues through the years. But here's the point. And people should, you know, president's been in office for a year by now. These are the president's policy. He's not hiring John Bolton to tell him what his policy is on Iran or North Korea or Russia or China or anything else. He's hiring to implement the president's policy. And the president's very clear. He's not interested in starting new wars. He's not interested in regime change. He's not interested in nation building. So, and Bolton, one, wouldn't have taken the job if he wasn't going to support the president's policies. And two, John Bolton's worked for other presidents. And there's, you know, in some ways there are two John Boltons. There's the John Bolton that's on Fox News all the time and, you know, and says what John Bolton thinks. But then there's John Bolton, the public servant, who, when they serve a president, they serve the president, and I think Bolton will do that as well.
Yeah, and a lot of people elected Trump in part because he spoke so vociferously against the decisions that led to the Iraq War, so they're going to expect him to abide by those. I want to just real quickly here in these last 30 seconds shift you to North Korea. There's this news supposedly that North Korean leader Kim Jong-un visited China. What do you make of this?
Look, I don't know. I mean, we've had conflicting stories on this, and even if it was him or a senior official, I mean, I've got the world's best experts on these issues, and we just sit around and guess and conjecture.
Yeah.
So at this point, I think we have very little evidence to know not just who went and what their goal was, but what the implications are that for the future of the we've got a South Korea, North Korea talks coming up. We have potentially North Korea talks with the U.S. or the U.S. and South Korea.
Yes.
So who knows how that's going to impact
that's
all
right.
We just don't know.
The White House saying the same thing yesterday. They don't even know if it actually happens. So
right.
we'll keep our eyes open. Thank you very much, James Carafano from the Heritage Foundation, as always.
Great talking to you.
Thank you. At 7:15.